Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming out. Welcome. My name is Dubs Weinblatt. My pronouns are they, them, theirs. And I am so excited to be here with you for season 8 of the Thank You for Coming Out podcast. So a few months ago, I posted on Threads wondering if anyone would be interested in coming on the podcast as a guest. I could not believe the response I got. Hundreds of people reached out saying they wanted to tell their story on the podcast. Well, I can't interview hundreds of people for season 8, but what I can do is ask people to fill out a form and then fill out a Calendly and then schedule those conversations. And so without further ado, here is an episode recorded with one of my new friends on Threads. I hope you enjoy.
Born and bred in Western Kentucky, Brooke now lives in Louisville but travels a lot. They have a bachelor's degree in mathematics, communications, and graphic design. She is divorced and lives with their best friend and their dog. She has a network of a great network of queer friends. Brooke, welcome.
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm really good. I've got a lot of fun things going on this week, and this was included. So, yeah.
I'm amazing. Excited. What do you have going on this week?
Well, Monday night we went and saw a Queer to Tell I keep wanting to say podcast, but it wasn't. It was just a live thing. And that was fun because there were some of our friends. There's this today. We also have trivia on Wednesdays. And this weekend I'm going to Texas for a convention. So
nice. What kind of convention and where in Texas?
I'm going to San Antonio, and it's a pop culture convention, and I'm selling my art and stuff, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Amazing. Well, I need to look into what a pop culture convention is, because that sounds right up my alley. What's it called?
This one's called Space Con. It has, so there's a lot of Star Trek and Star Wars people there.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, I hope you sell a lot of art and
thank you.
Get everything out of the convention that you want to.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So
thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, okay. So we all have multiple coming out stories and coming into ourselves stories. And I would love for you to share one of those with us today.
Okay. Well, I know I've always sort of known that I was different. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't feel like a boy or a girl. You know, I always just imagined everybody had the capacity to love someone of the same sex, you know, like stuff like that. So it wasn't much of like coming out for me. Like I didn't think because I, you know, just kind of went with it and it was who I was. But I ended up getting married when I was 29. I was like, oh wait, no, I was like almost 30. So I was 29 when I got married, and I ended up having a terrible marriage. And the worst thing that could happen to me is that we got a divorce, or at least that's what I thought. It turned out to be the best thing, because one of my closest friends at the time ended up needing a new roommate, and I needed a roommate, and we ended up moving in together, and we've been roommates for 10 years. We have a dog together, and I've been able to do all the kind of things that I've wanted to do that I couldn't do when I was with him. And I think part of the reason why he sort of changed about me is because I told him I was bisexual, and he was like, oh, now you can leave me for two different people. I was like, what? But I've sort of blossomed, I think. It's who I felt like I was when I was younger, before all of that happened. I live here with my best friend/roommate/ platonic nesting partner, basically. Like, if we basically, if either one of us wants to move to another city or something for a job or whatever, we're all gonna go, me and her and the dog. And I probably wouldn't have as large of a group of queer friends because my husband was just not the greatest when it came to that. He just didn't really have a lot of friends anyway. But yeah, I'm living my best life now because I decided that I needed to be completely honest with everybody and tell people who I am, and that I was like, I think I'm non-binary. And at first I wasn't going to use they them pronouns, but then I usually do now. So, you know, and it's amazing how freeing just that sort of piece was. Like, I needed something to kickstart me into becoming fully me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for, excuse me. Thank you so much for sharing what you shared. And I'm so happy that you have this new kind of like lease on life and this, your best friend and your roommate and your platonic life partner. It sounds like you're just kind of like living your best life, which is like all we can hope for.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I have like bad days or awful things happen, you know. I laid off from a job or whatever. My dad passed away. All these kind of bad things have happened in all that time, but I still am content, happy, like, you know. And I didn't think that that would be something that would even help me, you know. I've had so many friends who have come out, and gay or whatever, or non-binary or whatever. And then, like, I dated somebody, and then it was so cute. She had moved away, and then she told me that she was trans, and I was like, "That's adorable." And I sent her clothes, and you know, she's still one of my close friends. And it's like, you know, seeing people have that joy being who they are when I always thought of myself as always being who I was, but somehow, I don't know, it just helped, I guess. Saying it out loud, which I never thought that it was that for me that big of a deal, you know, because I just thought I was who I was to everybody, but I guess not to myself as much as I thought. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you bring up a really kind of important and universal I don't know what you would call it. Like, I'll say an idea. But like once somebody is like kind of living their best life as authentically as possible, being able to move through the world in a way where there's not like those guards up or the question, or qu not questions. Qu I feel like we're always questioning things, but when we're open to the changes that can come, at least in my experience, it sounds like in yours too, like it builds this like foundation of stability to then be able to withstand the not so other great things that are happening in life. And it's kind of, it's because it's one less thing to have to hold is like hiding or, what have you. And so I think it makes me so happy when people are able to, myself included, being it to be able to just like be who we are. And it's because I think it's unfortunately a little bit more rare than we'd like it to be.
That's yeah, that's probably true, I'd say. I kind of take that for granted sometimes, I think, because I know other people who, you know, like outside of my sphere here, that family members back home or whatever that maybe don't seem like they're probably hiding pieces of themselves, or they don't know other people, and they don't realize how wonderful and like infatuating, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good word, trans joy is. I love to go on like threads and then see like people being like, this was me 2 years ago and now this is me now, and I'm like, oh my God, because everyone, no matter how bad things are with like the government or whatever, they all have a glow because they're fully being who they are. And that's the one I like, that's one of the most beautiful things ever. And I will never think otherwise, because just that, and that's, I feel like it's because it's mostly trans people I see do that, that look like that, because there's so many other people who may be, like I said, hiding something that don't have that sort of aura of themselves yet, I guess. I don't know, but I just always like to tell them how great they look, and how happy I am for them, because just I feel like that's like a weight lifted that I cannot imagine. And I don't know, I just want to hug everybody. I'm like, I'm so glad that you're you.
That's so nice. We need more people like you in this world of just celebrating
Thanks.
people's, personhood,
Yeah.
and who they are. Yeah, I definitely think you can tell in those pictures on Threads and on Instagram, like the I personally don't love, like, and you didn't really use this word these words either, but like the before and after, it's always like a in process,
Glow
but
up.
like the
Yeah,
yeah like
I
the 2 years ago versus today, it's like you can absolutely see a difference in like vibe, aura, happiness scale. It's incredible.
Yeah, and everyone should be able to feel like that. They should, everyone should be able to feel like they can authentically be who they are. And yeah, I don't know, our culture's just really pushed people to like not be too much, even like, okay, you're straight and you're cis, but you can't be too much anyway. It's like that doesn't even give you, like, being a straight cis person, you too much even, because you've already got a, got everything now. You don't need to, you have all the entitlements, kind of thing. No, just let people be people. So.
Yeah, if we could all just be, if we all could just let people be people, it would be a much better world, a happier world. So I'm curious. I'm from Ohio. I'm from Columbus, your northern neighbor. And so Columbus is pretty progressive. So when I go home to visit, like as a queer and trans person, I feel generally pretty safe in Columbus. But anytime I kind of like venture outside, I kind of I'm a little bit more on guard. And so I'm curious what it's been like in Kentucky, just in the last, since the second Trump's second term, and just like the increase of anti-LGBTQ sentiments. And I'm curious just how you're feeling it, if at all, in Kentucky.
Well, yes and no. Like, because I have the places I go that are usually pretty safe places. I mean, even like my grocery store or whatever, but there are part, even though like we're kind of a blue dot here in Louisville, there's places where you probably wouldn't want to go if you were, visibly queer, I'd say. Usually, I don't know, I'm just used to people staring at me, because sometimes I wear weird outfits or whatever, so I don't know. I don't, I'm wearing like my pajamas today, But I wear bright colored strange outfits sometimes, so I've just always had people looking at me funny. But it is weird to get out of my bubble and then like see people act kind of like maybe not even maybe not fully aggressive, but like on guard the other way, like, oh, what do I need to do about, you know, usually it's like whoever I'm with or whatever, but it's got the same sort of feeling as like how racism works in the South. If that makes any sense, that there are some people who are nice to everybody, but they still have like this implicit bias and microaggressions and that kind of thing towards people. So even the people who think that they're not, that they don't, I don't know, I can't think of the word, but even people who think that they're not being rude or weird, like, you know, like, because there's some people who are just like, oh, okay, so what, you know, what's in your pants kind of stuff, you know? And then there's some people who are like, I don't understand. And then they don't, like, but then they ask questions that are probably a little too, you know, I don't get what you're feeling. And no, I understand you don't get what I'm feeling, but just know that I'm feeling it and I'm a person.
Yeah.
But it's just a weird, I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing, but oh my gosh, I just remember. So the girl that I had dated before she transitioned moved back here, and we dated again, and we went to a fast food restaurant, and some people kind of looked at her funny. She's goth. She's just amazing. But it wasn't, all of them weren't looking at her just because she was goth, I'm sure, because I don't know. I guess she's sort of boyish, but not really. I don't know. Right. I mean, she's gorgeous. It's fine. But the person who was working there was like, here you go, ladies. And I was like, that's really sweet. And she was so happy. And we go outside, and I'm like, I don't care that I got misgendered. That was really adorable.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, that it seemed like that guy could see that there was like a redneck person in there that was not, you know, not gonna have it kind of thing. But
Yeah.
yeah. And I'm like, that kind of little thing can make people's day. Like, if, like, I worked with a girl, and they somebody, what did they, somebody called her sir or something, and I'm like, and I lean over, and I'm like, she is the best one to ask this question. You know, I'm like,
Yeah.
you know, don't, I'm not gonna be like, I want to fight people sometimes on it, but
Yeah,
you can't always do that when you work retail or whatever, but
it's true.
so you just kind of just got to slide in there and be like, yes, she does love this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, we have a lot of really good safe places. And like, there was even someone at the storytelling event that I went to the other night that had lived all over the country, and then him and his husband moved here. And then another guy was talking about growing up in California, and then he ended up here. And sometimes it sort of is weird to me to be like, you ended up in Kentucky. But it's we have a really good support system, I think, for just queer people in general. Like, I met a whole bunch of people because of a I'm not sure if a BDMS group. that was made for people of color. And I was like, I'm not sure what I could say. And it was made by people of color and queer people, because that kind of stuff is usually sort of white male cisgender centered. And I just went to like there we'd go out to dinner or whatever, you know, or go hang out at a bar. And it was just, that's how I made a group of friends, just doing that. Like, I didn't even go to any of their like group stuff, you know. And it was like, I would never have thought that I had so many interesting, cool friends that are totally living their lives the way they want and happy, and even with all this garbage going on, you know, with the government or just people not understanding and just getting scared and being terrible to people because of it. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I never would have thought that. I was just like, oh yeah, you know, hey, let's go hang out with these people and they talk about whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not there.
It's I'm so happy that you shared all of that because you know, like my parents used to live in Southern Texas, and so they lived in a blue bubble, blue dot, also, but then you know there were those moments outside of you know the little bubble where it was tricky, and I think that it's easy for people to kind of write off the like red states, and it's just and I'm guilty of doing it too sometimes, and I think that it's really important that we keep reminding ourselves and telling people that like there's community everywhere and there are moments of affirmation everywhere, like the person in the fast food saying ladies, even though wasn't quite affirming to you, but was to your friend. And just thinking about like there are like those like beacons everywhere. And while also at the same time acknowledging that it's that these places, you know, even blue states can be unsafe places for queer people. So it's just it's a lot, but it's nice to be reminded that there are those moments. So I have one last question, and I ask it to literally everybody, and there's no right or wrong answer. Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, was that the question?
No, but that's hilarious. Bagels or donuts?
Donuts.
All right, what's your go-to donut?
Jelly filled, usually like raspberry. I love the ones from Krispy Kreme. I don't want to be like, oh, it's a big corporation. And there are lots of, I will go and get local donut shop donuts of any other kind, but like there's just something about those, because they're not, some places have like sugar on them and some places have the glaze on them and some places have like actual frosting on them, but just a raspberry jelly filled donut is my, bought like one of those boxes of like six of them or something and ate like three right in a row and went into like a sugar coma once.
Yeah, incredible. I love Krispy Kreme. I mean, I like they're just glazed, and they also have like a really good I think it's like a blueberry cake donut or something. It's
Yes,
just
yes.
so good. So, you know, it's fine if it's a corporation, you know? It's like they make a good donut.
Yeah.
thank you so much for joining me and for sharing. And Brooke, thank you for coming out.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for coming.